VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Annie. You are listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Annie. Welcome to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Today's topic is pee. Humans pee, animals pee, everyone pees every day. Peeing definitely is vital in our daily lives. So, let's talk about it today. I believe most people have had situations that we don't have a choice but to hold our pee, such as during an important meeting or exam. We sort of know holding our pee is not good, but we're not sure what it will exactly do to us. In today's video, you will find out the negative impacts which holding the pee has on your body. Then, let's look at today's sentence. For example, with less overall control, you risk leaking urine when your bladder is full and not emptying it all the way when you finally do go. 要注意的发音部分有三个，第一个要注意的呢是 overall 这个单字，这个单字是由 over 跟 all 所组成的，念的时候呢要连音，念作 overall。第二个要注意的发音部分是 emptying 这个字，这个字中 p 的音可以轻轻的念出，或是直接淡化省略，念作 emptying。最后一个要注意的发音部分是 you finally do go 这个部分，这个 do 呢指的是强调，所以念的时候可以稍稍加重语气哦。Alright, let me read through the sentence slowly one more time. For example, with less overall control, you risk leaking urine when your bladder is full, and not emptying it all the way when you finally do go.今天要介绍的单字有四个，第一个单字是 overall。 overall 为形容词，意思是全面的，包含一切的。以 over 为字首的单字都有整体的意思，例如 overview 意思是概要或是概述。 For example, the overall profit this year is much bigger compared to last year.今年的整体获利比去年高出许多。第二个要介绍的单字为 leak。 leak 做动词，意思是漏出，尤其是指液体或是气体的漏出，例如我们常常说的 leak oil 意思就是漏油，而 leak water 呢意思就是漏水。 For example, she called her boyfriend to help her repair the leaking pipe in her flat.她打电话给男友，请他帮忙修理公寓漏水的水管。而 leak 当动词，除了有漏出的意思，还有泄露的意思哦。例如像泄露机密、泄露秘密，都可以用 leak 这个单字。而它的相似词为 disclose。For example, he was accused by the company of leaking private information to the press.他被公司指控泄露私密的资讯给媒体。今天的第三个单字为 urine。 urine 为名词，意思是尿。例如句子中 leak urine 意思就是漏尿，而 urine 的动词形态为 urinate。 For example, there are some diseases that can be detected in a urine test. 尿液检测可以测出一些疾病。健康检查的时候有一项就是尿液检测，我还记得小学的时候健康检查的时候都要一早起来，然后尿尿在杯子里，然后再把它倒进学校发的小管管里面，相信大家都蛮熟悉的吧。除了尿液检测，还有另外一项就是蛲虫检测，这些都是小时候的回忆啊。今天的最后一个单字为 bladder。 bladder 为名词，意思是膀胱，而句子中的 empty your bladder 字面上的意思就是清空膀胱，也就是尿尿的意思。这个意思呢就等同于上一个单字的动词形态 urinate。 For example, if you hold your pee for too long, your bladder will be stretched. 如果你憋尿憋太久，你的膀胱就会被撑大。这个例句呢，其实就是造成今日句子所说的原因哦。如果你常常憋尿的话呢，膀胱就会被撑大。而被撑大的呢，不是只有你的膀胱，还有你的括约肌。所以当你的括约肌被拉松之后，你就没办法控制它了。所以呢，当你膀胱满的时候，就有可能会漏尿哦。Alright, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. After watching today's video, you would learn what happens if you hold your pee for too long. Holding your pee is not good for your health. So, remember to pee whenever you can. Do you often hold your pee? Share your experience with us and don't forget to practice today's sentence. See you next time!